Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. It is time for us to be ready for service and for our Lord's return.
I don't know how long I'll be here, 'cause Jesus said it'd come again. And where he leads, I will go with him. When I hear him call my name, I'm walking in his grace. I feel it won't be long now until he comes for me. He's gonna take me with him, and at his feet I'll bow.
Heavenly Father, we praise you for your marvelous works, for your very character. Your love, grace, and patience with us is totally overwhelming at times, Lord. God, please forgive us for where we have sinned against you, for times when we have selfishly invested time on our priorities, missing out on the blessings of service to you and for your kingdom. May your Holy Spirit give us wisdom to know how to be ready for opportunities that you place in our paths. Help us to be ready and watching for opportunity to do good to those around us. May your Spirit give us eyes and ears to discern moments when it is right for us to share the gospel, the good news, with persons that you place in our way. And God, as we remember the importance of being prepared, we should be prepared for your return. God, help us to be ready. Even so, Lord, come quickly. Amen.
Thank you. We shall be whole.
You are listening to Call to Worship.
Oh,
You are listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer, as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. I really appreciate your letters. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. When you write, be sure to include the call letters of the station if you would. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time, and you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs, see a playlist of songs included in today's program, and you will find devotional readings, our statement of faith, and much more. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Thanks again for worshiping with us today.
Merit, raise us to thy glory.
thank you for joining us for this call to worship.
Sight. there's just a few more days to labor, then I will take my heavenly flight. Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday stand where my home shall be eternal. Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land, where shall be eternal. Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land.
Brothers and sisters in the Lord, Scripture is very clear about the need for us as Christians to be ready. Be ready to do good to others, to share the good news, and to be ready for the return of our Lord. Let's begin our look at God's Word and His opinion and exhortation for us to be ready, beginning with Mark chapter 13. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you, in like manner, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you know not when that time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house, and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch you, therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. 2 Peter chapter 3. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. From James chapter 5. Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the latter rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Do not grumble against one another, brothers, so that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. From Luke 12, be dressed for service and keep your lamps burning as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. The servants, who are ready and waiting for his return, will be rewarded. I tell you the truth, he himself will seat them, put on an apron, and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn, but whenever he comes, he will reward the servants who are ready. We're also told to be ready to share Christ. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 3. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? And if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. 2 Timothy 4. I solemnly urge you, in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead when he appears to set up his kingdom, preach the word of God. Be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct, rebuke, and encourage your people with good teaching. From 2 Corinthians chapter 5, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun, and all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ, and God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them, and he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So, we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. As God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. For God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day of salvation. In the letter to Titus, he was given a reminder regarding his ministry to fellow believers, found in Titus 3, verse 1. Remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work. Folks, may God help us to be ready. Ready to do good, and ready for opportunities to share the good news, and be ready, anticipating the return of our God. And to close, look at Revelation chapter 22. He who is faithful, witness to all these things, says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's holy people. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks, for joining us today on this call to worship. Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we are reminded to be ready. Ready to accept Christ today. Ready to share the good news with others. And ready for the return of our Lord. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please invest a moment to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. When you write, please be sure to include the call letters of this station. We invite you to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. Now, until we answer the call to worship once again, let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. People, be ready.
Lord, I'm ready now. I'm waiting for your triumphant return. You're coming soon. This world has nothing for me. I find my peace and joy solely in you. Only in you. I want the world to see you're alive and living well in me. Let me be a part of the harvest for the days are few. here depart.